This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. As we continue our theme for this Ramadan, Durus Amiqa min al-Sirat al-Nabawiyya, profound lessons from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are becoming increasingly informed of the Prophet's care and his concern for fellow human beings, but also for the environment, for the creation as a whole. And we certainly realize that he emphasizes on numerous occasions the special relationship between the believers among themselves in particular. In fact, as the Quran says, believers are supposed to be ruhama'u baynahum, loving, caring, and compassionate towards one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even linked the relationship between believers to the notion of taqwa. And taqwa is the very objective of our fasting. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The objective of fasting is to attain taqwa. And Allah, Rasulullah in a hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim and in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمِ لَا يَظْلِمُهُ وَلَا يَخْذُلُهُ وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ التَّقْوَى هَا هُنَا وَيَشِيرُ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتِ. Rasulullah said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor does he lie to him, nor does he betray him, nor does he look down upon him, nor does he humiliate him. And then in speaking about the relationship between believers, he said, taqwa is in the heart. And he said that three times, pointing to the chest. Then he said, بِحَسَبِ امْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ. He said it's considered evil for a Muslim to humiliate his fellow Muslims, and all things of a Muslim is sacred to another Muslim, his blood, his property, and his honor. And such is the delicate nature of this bond between Muslims. Don't forget, we are part of a larger human family. We are all part of the creation of the Rabbul Alameen, the facilitator of development of all levels of existence. But then we're also part of the human family. Within the human family, we are part of a bond of brotherhood, a band of brotherhood and of believers and of people of faith. And such is the delicate nature of the bond between this fraternity, between the Muslims, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith documented by Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ أَن يَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ أَخِيهِ بِنَظَرٍ يُؤْذِي. Some say the wording of Ibn Mubarak, Allah knows best. But the wisdom in it is not permissible for a Muslim to even look at another Muslim with a look that the other brother may find displeasing. What to speak bad of him, what to backbite him, what to cheat him, what to backstab him, what to lie to him, what to undermine him, what to humiliate him. Just a look that he might find displeasing is not permissible. Considering this topic, there was a moment in the Prophet's life which I want to reflect upon. A moment when he was in a pensive mood, making tawaf around the Holy Kaaba, reflecting on the relationship, making tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, but reflecting on the relationship between believers. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma says, كان رسول صلى الله رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يطوف بالكعبة ويقول. I saw the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم making tawaf around the Kaaba. And as he was making tawaf around the Kaaba, he looked at the Kaaba and the Rasul said this, ما أطيبك وأطيب ريحك ما أعظمك وأعظم حرمتك. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَحُرْمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حُرْمَةً مِنْكَ. He said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw the Messenger of Allah performing the tawaf, looking at the Kaaba and saying the following words, how pure and how good you are, O Kaaba. How pure and good is even your fragrance, O Kaaba. How great and exalted you are, O Kaaba. And how great and exalted is your sacredness and your sanctity, O Kaaba. But by Allah, who has the life of Muhammad in his hand, I swear the sanctity of a believer's blood and property in the sight of Allah is greater and more sanctified than yours. The flesh, the blood, the dignity, and the honor of a Muslim brother or sister is far more sacred than the stones and the mortar of the holy Kaaba. We honor the black stone in the Kaaba. We say it's the heart of the Kaaba. So we say, we honor the black stone in the Kaaba by kissing it when we make tawaf, if you can. How much more care should we not show and reflect and exercise in dealing with the heart and the lives of fellow believers? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.